I really love the Zigan, and it's such a roller coaster of a piece with such fireworks. Every time I perform it, you know, it just, you never know what's going to happen. You know, you're telling the life of a gypsy and sharing all the ups and downs and love lost. You know, the beginning of the Tzigan starts with almost, I think, 4-minute cadenza. And it just, you can sing your heart out. Expressing yourself as a gypsy and telling this beautiful story of what will come with the orchestra coming in like a huge, giant wave of sound with the harp. You know, every time I play it, I love it so much. This album, to me, is just an explosion of color. From the Ravel to the Rautavaara to the Szymanowski, and also, you know, really hard to pronounce names. The Szymanowski a little later when I was invited to perform it in Poland. And, you know, to perform it in Poland is basically, it was like performing their national anthem, you know, with such a profound and incredible composer such as Szymanowski. I mean, really, after Chopin, I can't think of another master colorist such as Szymanowski with such poetic color that he uses, and really undervalued and underplayed concerto that this is. I leapt at the opportunity to learn it, and I've performed it in Poland quite a bit now. So every time that I'm invited to perform the Szymanowski, I just leap at the chance because the music is so exotic. And it just has such riotous color throughout it. And he was also so deeply influenced by the great violinist Paul Kochanski. And Paul Kochanski actually wrote the cadenza towards the end of the concerto. That's a pretty wicked cadenza. And it's technically very challenging, but expressively just this level that is extraordinary with its color. Little did I know that an 85-year-old legendary composer such as Rautavaara would have such a piece readily just flowing from his pen, so eager to put this down on paper. And I have been a lifelong fan of his music and would listen to Cantus Arcticus, which is the concerto for birds and orchestra, where he actually went into a preserve and recorded these birds singing and chirping and inserted it into this beautiful piece that I would listen to over and over and over again. There's very much the same mood and expression throughout Fantasia. He wrote it so quickly, and I was so fortunate to fly to Helsinki and meet him and perform it for him before he passed away in 2016. It was an experience really like none other to play it for him and for him not to make even one change throughout the score. And to turn and say, I really, really wrote such a beautiful work. And, you know, it's just, it's so simply true. To me, it sounds a bit like an elegy. It's so haunting, and you feel such light, a special light that only is like in a place like Helsinki, where you feel like you're kind of at the edge of the world. It's like kind of a ghostly light that's was in the harbor, and his apartment overlooked this harbor, and you could see all the cruise ships coming in, and, you know, it just kind of felt like, wow, I mean, where are they going? Where did they come from? And this kind of majestic scenes of nature, of cold, and the air being gray, and you feel all of that in this music.